Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States, along with its G7 partners, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the EU, is deeply concerned over the continued efforts by separatists backed by Russia to destabilize eastern Ukraine. Ukraine has taken steps to meet its commitments under the April 17th Geneva Accord. These actions include working towards constitutional reform and decentralization, proposing an amnesty law for those who will peacefully leave the buildings they have seized in eastern Ukraine, and supporting the work of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. In addition, Ukraine has acted with restraint in dealing with the armed bands illegally occupying government buildings and forming illegal checkpoints. In contrast, Russia has taken no concrete actions in support of the Geneva Accord. It has not condemned the acts of pro-separatists seeking to destabilize Ukraine, nor called on armed militants to leave peacefully the government buildings they've occupied and put down their arms. Instead, Russia has continued to escalate tensions with ongoing threatening military maneuvers on Ukraine's border. The United States and its G7 partners strongly condemn Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea and Sevastopol. The G7 is now following through on consequences for this illegal annexation, including economic, trade, and financial areas. The United States announced it is imposing sanctions on 7 Russian government officials, including 2 members of President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, who will be subject to an asset freeze and a U.S. visa ban, and 17 companies linked to Putin's inner circle, which will be subject to an asset freeze. In addition, the Department of Commerce will deny or revoke some licenses granted to Russian companies seeking to export high-technology defense equipment. The international community has been unified in its position that Russia must cease its provocative actions in Ukraine. The United States remains prepared to impose still greater costs on Russia if the Russian leadership continues its provocative actions in Ukraine.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.